She had concocted the scheme in her head, where even the worm cam couldn't yet peer. She had worked on her preparations for over a week. Every 12 hours she had left the food trolley in a slightly different place, just that fraction further inside the room. She choreographed each setup in her head. 3 paces from bed to door, cut the second pace by that fraction more. And each time she'd come to the door to collect the trolley, Wilson had been forced to reach a little further. Until at last there came a time when Wilson, to reach the trolley, had to take a single pace into the room. Just a pace, that was all, but Kate hoped it would be enough. 2 running steps took her to the doorway. A shoulder charge knocked Wilson forward into the room, and Kate made it as far as 2 paces out the door. Her room turned out to be just a box, standing alone in a giant, hangar-sized chamber, the walls high and remote and dimly lit. There were other guards all around her, men and women getting up from desks, drawing weapons. Kate looked around frantically, seeking a place to run. The hand that had closed on hers was like a vice. Her little finger was twisted back and her arm bent sideways. Kate fell to her knees, unable to keep from screaming, and she felt bones in her finger break in an explosion of grinding pain. It was, of course, Wilson. When she'd come to, she was on the floor of her prison, bound there with what felt like duct tape, while a medic treated her hand. Wilson was being held back by another of the guards, with a murderous look on that steely face. When it was done, Kate had a finger that throbbed for weeks, and Wilson, when she next came to the door on her twice-daily routine, fixed Kate with a glare full of hate. "I wounded her pride," Kate realized. "Next time she will kill me without hesitation." But it was clear to Kate that, even after her attempted escape, all that hate wasn't directed at her. She wondered who was Wilson's real target, and if Hiram knew. In the same way, she knew, she had never been Hiram's real target. She was just bait, bait in a trap. She was just in the way of these crazy people with their unguessable agendas. It did no good to brood on such things. She lay back on her bed. Later, in the routine she had used to structure her empty days, she'd take some exercise. For now, suspended in light that was never quenched, she tried to blank her mind. A hand touched hers. Amid the chaos and recrimination and anger that followed the retrieval of Mary and Kate, David asked to see Mary in the cool calm of the wormworks. He was immediately jolted by the familiarity of Mary's blue eyes, so like the eyes he had followed deep into time, all the way back to Africa. He shivered with a sense of the evanescence of human life. Was Mary really no more than the transient manifestation of genes, which had been passed to her through thousands of generations, even from the long-gone Neanderthal days? Genes which she, in turn, would pass on into an unknown future? But the worm cam had destroyed that dismal perspective. Mary's life was transient, but no less meaningful for that. And now that the past was opened up, she would surely be remembered, cherished by those who would follow. And her life, shaped in a fast-changing world, might yet take her to places he couldn't even imagine. She said, "You look worried." "That's because I'm not sure who I'm speaking to." She snorted, and for an instant he saw the old, rebellious, discontented Mary. "Forgive my ignorance," David said. "I'm just trying to understand. We all are. This is something new to us." She nodded. "And therefore something to fear?" "Yes," she said eventually. "Yes, then. We're here. The wormhole in my head never shuts down, David. Everything I do, everything I see and hear and feel, everything I think is
shared."
"Yes," she studied him. "But I know what you imply by that. Diluted, right? But it isn't like that. I'm no less me, but I am enhanced. It's just another layer of mind, or of information processing, if you like, layered over my central nervous system, the way the CNS is layered over older networks, like the biochemical. My memories are still mine. Does it matter if they're stored in somebody else's head?"
"But this isn't just some kind of neat mobile phone network, is it?"
You joined make higher claims than that.